we think Advent is a really, really big deal. Because in the middle of the lights and the tinsels and the shopping and everything else, it is too easy for us to miss the most obvious moment in history that changed everything. And that's the arrival of Jesus. So over the next several days, we're going to be hanging out and we're going to be walking through some devotionals, audio devotionals, to help us prepare our heads and our hearts for the most obvious game-changing moment ever. Today, we're in John chapter 1. Verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." When John wrote down these words, what he was writing about was that amazing moment where God put on human flesh, where the divine came to this earth, where the invisible God chose to become visible. This is a huge deal. And what's interesting is that when God chose to come to this earth, he didn't arrive on a throne. He didn't arrive as some political ruler telling everybody what to do. While everybody was running around, while everybody was unaware, Jesus came to this earth in a human womb. God became a fetus. He slept in a human womb. That's crazy. That is so crazy. A couple of months ago, my neighbors, they had their third child, and the day he was born, I went by the hospital and I held the little baby, and it was this visual reminder that when God came to this earth, he came in a fragile form, right? He had little eyebrows and elbows and a spleen, whatever a spleen does. And when he came near, there was no silk, there's no ivory, there's no hype, there's no glamour. He came as a baby. Now, in some ways, this feels irreverent to talk about it. In some ways, it feels like we're not doing him justice. But here's what I want to encourage you today. Don't set aside the humanity of Jesus. Don't ignore that. Don't just rush past that. But pay attention to it, because he chose to come to this earth in that fashion. We need to allow him to step into the messiness of our world. We need to allow him to step into the unfinishedness of our world. We need to allow him to step into the muck and the mire of our world. Why? Because only by allowing him to step into it can he pull us out. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.